Well, we will continue with Zedbits as we come back. Right about now, let's just get to the main news. And on the other side, Zambian Beats continues. Stay tuned.
Urges First Family to engage former First Family in burial dispute. AVAP concerned over low voter turnout in Ifue by-election. And crowd disorder at Chan raises concerns in Kenya. Good evening, with the menu, Zaminjo Kasavo. The Independent Churches of Zambia ICOS has urged President Hakainde Hichilema and First Lady Mutinda Hichilema to travel to South Africa and engage the Lungu family directly as a last resort to resolving the state funeral impasse. ICOS board chairperson Bishop David Masupa said the ongoing legal exchanges between government and the Lungu family in the South African courts are not helping to resolve the matter, stressing that there is still room to settle the dispute outside the judicial process. Speaking in an interview with RCV News in Lusaka today, Bishop Masupa described it as unfortunate that the issue has dragged on for so long when it could have been addressed through dialogue. If it means the President and the First Lady traveling to have a roundtable discussion with the Lungu family, then this should be done, said Bishop Masupa. He dismissed suggestions from both sides that dialogue and consensus are impossible, emphasizing that mutual understanding is still achievable.
Because there were ontological issues which were raised by the family regarding rituals. When such are heard in a Christian nation such as Zambia, we need to go and comfort the family and tell them to look to God. God is the finality. So it's not a matter of sending even the Attorney General. It's not a matter of sending the Foreign Minister. No, this is a matter of our President demonstrating leadership by he himself.
Meanwhile, United Party for National Development, UPND Deputy Secretary General Gertrude Imenda says there is nothing wrong with party supporters celebrating the South African court's ruling that the body of the former President Edgar Lungu must be repatriated to Zambia for burial. Ms. Imenda said that contrary to assertions that the celebrations showed disrespect, they instead reflect the joy of many Zambians who feel the right decision has been made. In recent days, the UPND has faced criticism after some of its supporters were seen celebrating on social media following the ruling. But speaking in an interview with RCV News in Lusaka today, Ms. Imenda said most Zambians want the former president's body to return to Zambia, a development that would naturally excite citizens. There is nothing political about the celebrations. This is about doing something good for the nation, said Ms. Imenda. Ms. Imenda, however, reminded Zambians that former President Edgar Lungu was not an ordinary citizen, noting that he served the country for 7 years. She added that the current government is committed to giving him a dignified and befitting send-off.
Commander, former commander-in-chief of the Defense Force. The Defense Force is here. They want to send off their former commander-in-chief. And they want to preside. It's the current commander-in-chief. The former African president needs to be buried here at Embassy Park with the other former Republican president. They think that the body of their Republican president is coming where it belongs and is going to be interred where it belongs in this country, in Zambia. The former Republican president of Zambia.
The Anti-Voter Apathy Project AVAP has expressed concern over the low voter turnout witnessed in the Mfue parliamentary by-elections held on August 7, 2025. The elections not only saw fewer voters compared to the Lumezi parliamentary by-elections, but also registered a higher number of rejected ballot papers. But speaking in an interview with RCV News in Lusaka today, AVAP Executive Director Richo Mulwani called for comprehensive civic and voter education to ensure citizens understand their right to vote and the importance of electing leaders for representation. Voter education will help people understand how to correctly mark ballot papers, which can be done through community demonstrations, said Mr. Mulwani. He warned that failure to intensify voter education could see the same problem repeat itself in the 2026 general elections, potentially setting a bad precedent for the country. Mr. Mulwani further urged political leaders to take the lead in educating communities about the importance of voting and upholding the constitution.
Comprehensive voter education that is required, but also to ensure that people are able to demonstrate how to do it, what is their problem, and the how we need to address now as we proceed towards 2026, so that, you know, we can have this reduce the number of. And you know, in a by-election, you know, most of the time, I think there's no much attention that is paid by the voters. Again, that goes back to civic education, so that, you know, the citizens in those particular areas can understand the importance of voting and why we have these voting rights and why we need to uphold our constitution.
Mining expert Edward Simkonda has welcomed the government's decision to mandate the Zambia Consolidated Copper Mines Investments Holdings, PLC, ZCCMIH, to formalize the gold sector. Recently, ZCCMIH announced that government had officially tasked it with taking the lead in formalizing, developing and transforming the gold industry in Zambia. But speaking in an interview with RCV News in Lusaka today, Mr. Simkonda commended the move, saying it will bring order to the sector by preventing foreign dominance and promoting local investments, which will contribute to the country's gross domestic product GDP. This shows that Zambians are now taking control of what belongs to them, and such a move will also create jobs for locals, helping to reduce unemployment in the country, said Mr. Simkonda. He added that the initiative was long overdue, questioning why it took so long for government to act, as it could have helped prevent illegal mining activities that have claimed lives. Mr. Simkonda urged government to walk the talk by ensuring the measure is fully implemented.
I think I also made such a comment much earlier before it was even announced. Zambia will be, you know, will be given this responsibility. I had alluded to the fact that, you know, the responsibility of gold mining in Zambia should be given to ZCCM and, like, bringing in investors. That was my earlier comment. So this has been done. I'm excited now. It just shows that, you know, we're now taking control as Zambia, because we're not bringing foreigners to come and control the gold mining sector. We are going to control it as Zambians.
In Africa news, ticket sales for some African nations championship matches in Nairobi have been suspended after chaotic scenes overshadowed Kenya's victory over Morocco on Sunday. The Harambe Stars produced a shock by beating the pre-tournament favourites 1-0 at a packed Kasarani Stadium, yet the result was marred by disorder both inside and outside the venue before and during the match. The security breaches included a broken gate, fans entering without tickets, overcrowding beyond the 48,063 capacity, and the invasion of areas reserved for media. Some fans who are trying to access the stadium from a lower gate have accused the police of using tear gas. Coming up shortly, Delhi given 8 weeks to round up hundreds of thousands of stray dogs. This and more, stay tuned.
HIV and AIDS has reached all corners of the world. All families in Zambia and Africa have been affected. When HIV and AIDS comes like it has, all suffer. Everybody should act to stop the spread of HIV and AIDS.
War against HIV and AIDS. Everybody should act.
Met Christian Voice News, your global link.
And now for the rest of the news. India's top court has ordered authorities in Delhi and its suburbs to move all stray dogs from streets to animal shelters. The court expressed concerns over rising menace of dog bites leading to rabies and gave an 8-week deadline to officials to finish the task. Delhi's stray dog population, is this the